Okay, hello and welcome to the Positive Property Show with George and Christina.
Fighters.
Hello, Christina, and thank you.
Hello, George. Thank you for having me on the show tonight, George.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're all the way downstairs, quite a distance. So thank you for putting the effort in. This is going to be a great session. We're going to talk about how to get $80,000 in tax savings before July. This is using the tax secrets of the rich.
Love
actually,
it.
The tax secrets of the wealthy, because being wealthy is better than being rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's exciting. And we covered a lot of this in our masterclass that we did last night.
Yes. Before we talk about the masterclass, let's talk about the masterclass. We had a masterclass last night and it was amazing, wasn't it?
We had a great time, yeah.
Yeah. And I really enjoy getting the word out there because so many people didn't realize how simple the core fundamentals are when it comes to investing in property.
Absolutely.
It looks complicated if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, but if you've got a positive property blueprint and you've got strategy, growth, and cash flow, you can put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And we went through majority of, you know, the tax, how we help people get their tax back through property investing. And part of obviously what we're going to show you tonight is a little sneak peek, I believe.
Yep. Now, I was on the phone today and I had a very interesting phone call, and because I was so busy, I didn't get to tell you. So I'm going to tell you here live.
Okay. I'm curious too now.
Right. Yes. I should have told you straight away. So this
is... You're on the phone too.
Well, you know, Robert Kiyosaki and I have been doing a bit of work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about doing another masterclass together.
Yes.
And I posed the question to Robert's team and said, hey, I really think Robert and I should write a book together.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I mean, he's the number one expert in the world when it comes to creating wealth.
And I'm probably,
that's right. And I'm the expert when it comes to property investing in Australia. So I thought the two of us could join together and do something great.
Join forces.
Well, I think his book had such an impact on my life.
Yes.
That I would love to get a book and do that. So his team got back to me and said they're open-minded. We're having discussions now. So, because I thought it might be off the table because he sells a lot of books, makes a lot of money out of books, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's open-minded. We're having a chat. So we could be doing a book deal.
Ooh, that's very exciting.
I think so. I think I'm very excited about that.
Amazing. Fantastic. Yeah. And part of that book is going to be talking about, obviously, the tax secrets of the rich or the tax secrets of the wealthy, how to make 80K by July.
Yep. And I've got someone said, hey, guys, I'm ready to invest with SMSF. Finally, LOL, praying hands. Thank you.
That's amazing. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, someone said evening. Sorry, I couldn't make it last night. That's okay. We've got an encore tomorrow.
Yes.
I think it's 10 o'clock or something, isn't it, the encore?
Don't quote me on the time because it's slightly different time zone in Melbourne.
Should I go through and tell everyone what's happening in the property market, my new normal thing that I do?
Give us a little update. Yes, I'd love to know what's happening. Tell us the latest and greatest, George. Give us where to go, what to do.
Okay.
What's happening?
Okay. So, okay. Hyperinflation has hit the home building industry.
Just a quick one before you start that. Webinar Encore is at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Melbourne time.
If we've got a link for the webinar Encore, I'd love to post it there. If someone give us a link, that'd be great. So how do you make 80K by July? Great question. I'm going to talk about the update.
This is what we're here to talk about.
Definitely.
Show me the money. Let's go.
So hyperinflation has hit building industry, right? So the dwelling approvals showed that the nation has only approved 12,400 homes, right? So if you look at the graph here, and as you can see, you look at dwelling approvals, has gone off a cliff and gone right down.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is a big issue considering that we've got more people coming. And look at construction costs, what's happened there? They've gone up quite significantly. Now, this is going to roll into the market. And how is it going to roll in? this is what's going to happen. Construction costs have gone up, which means building a property is going to cost more.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that means property price is going to go up.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what's been happening. Now, detached house building, it was way higher before, and now it's gone right down to the lowest it's been for a long time. We've got the same building that we're doing back in 2011 when we had a lot less population. And the major banks say Australian inflation is worse than everywhere else in the world.
Wow.
I wouldn't say worse than everywhere. I think they've got that wrong because, you know, you got Nigeria and places like that where inflation.
They're just talking about the countries that actually have facts and statistics, like possibly the first world.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's Turkey, Nigeria, there's quite a few countries now that have got a hyperinflation so bad that they're actually printing money non-stop 24/7. They've got three shifts of people going into the printing presses and actually printing money.
Oh, that's insane.
And as you print money, it dilutes the money and makes it worth less money. And yeah. So we've got to keep printing more to catch up to how much you diluted it.
So you're just playing catch up constantly.
Well, all you're doing is shrinking everyone's money. Everyone's what they've got, everything they've got goes down in value.
That's not very helpful.
Except for hard assets. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is Brisbane a good place to buy leading into next year? Brisbane is a phenomenal place to buy. It's amazing. You know, I'm personally going to be buying and building 50 properties this year. And a big portion of them, what I'm doing is probably doing 30 in Perth, 10 in Adelaide, and 10 in Brisbane.
This is a good one here. Hey, George, I'm trying to go interest only, but the bank is making it hard for me, saying my income is too low. You were right. Banks don't want you going interest only.
Yeah. What I suggest is you get someone that knows finance to help you, right? What you should do is reach out to our team and maybe our finance team can help you.
Absolutely. Now, George, are we going to do a little sneak peek behind the curtain of how to make 80K by July using tax secrets of the rich?
Yes. Now, do you want me to get the presentation out?
Yeah, because we're running out of time.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize you wanted me to get a presentation, so I need to go find it.
Okay. Let me see if I can help you out here.
Yeah. Why don't you get the one from last night?
Yeah.
Just go to that section.
Yes. Here we go.
Bobby said, we're waiting for the team to snap me up a property in Perth. That's going to be great. A property in Perth is going to be excellent for you.
All right, here we go. How to save up to 80K in tax per property.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so this is called the owner-occupier.
The house you live in.
Now, the Australian dream is to have an owner-occupier. Let's face it. Everyone's dream is to one day own that little piece of house, the little picket fence in front, and live happily ever after. Now, the challenge of that is this is the hardest thing that you're going to buy in your life, because what happens is we're one of the most taxed countries in the world. So what happens is before you get your pay, they take out super, take out the tax, then you've got your net wage. Out of your net wage, you pay all your expenses and GST. So, you know, you're paying up to 50% tax by the time you get your next wage, and then you're paying 10% GST, which is really 20% GST because you're only paying over half your money.
Yeah.
But there's a better idea, and this is you get an investment property, they still take out the super, but what we're going to do with a little known loophole is we're going to actually get the tenant and the tax man to pay little or nothing out of your pocket. In current interest rates, we're buying properties for about $100 a week. Now, this is how it works. It's a thing called depreciation. So let me explain the difference between the poor investors and the wealthy investors. The poor people, the wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy people, they lose money on paper and they make money in real life. The poor people, they lose money in real life in order to get a tax deduction. So how do you do this in real life? Well, bricks and mortar tax deductible, flatline, so is the fit out, it's diminishing return, and so the loan costs are tax deductible. Also, your council rates, your water, your the rates you pay, the money you pay to your property manager, all that is tax deductible. And actually, if you've already got an investment property and you joined our program, that would be a tax deductible as well. So not all properties are suitable though. Christina, you going to explain this?
Yeah. So we've got a property that was built pre-1985. So you would get $0 depreciation on that property. That's why it's not suitable. Even something built in early 2000s, you'd still only be getting the $1,625 back. But a property built today, you'd get the full $12,000 for the first year of that depreciation.
Which is very powerful because...
What's the big difference? I mean, you do the math.
No, but what's powerful about this $12,000 depreciation is you're depreciating an asset that's going up. So when you buy a car, you depreciate the car. The reason you depreciate it is because it's going down. So what the tax department said is, well, properties wear and tear, they go down. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you can depreciate them, but they actually go up. That's the beauty of it. Keep going.
So this is a real life example of a depreciation schedule. So you can see here the total. No, it's a bit hard to see, but it's $276,700.
Yep. And I'm going to be doing an announcement about depreciation schedules later in our SHRP.
Amazing.
I'm doing something really cool.
$12,000 in the first year. So this is how we get to that $80,000.
So over 10 years, if you use prime cost, which is $8,000 a year, you're going to get an $80,000 tax deduction on this property over 10 years. Now, if you were to buy a $500,000 property, in 10 years, it'll be worth $1 million. So you'll make $500,000 profit in equity. You're also going to be making around $25,000 a year in rent. And on top of that, you're going to get $80,000 in tax deductions on top of that.
Yeah, nice. So this is how we can start getting that cash in hand using that depreciation schedule, doing what we call an ITWV, income tax withholding variation form. Your accountant submits that to the ATO. Then they approve that. Then they can put that in your pay packet. If you get paid weekly, you're going to get an extra amount weekly, fortnightly, however you get paid. This is how you can start getting that cash and turning it into real dollars. So this is an example of what that ITWV form looks like. So let's look at a real life situation here. So we've got a normal payee situation where you get the $2,000 per week. Net pay is the $1,410. ATO takes the $590. Now let's check out if we've got an investment property, depreciation, and we've done the ITWV, those three things. So same situation, you're still getting that $2,000 per week. Your net pay is the $1,495. Now the ATO are taking less. So they're only getting the $505 cut. That leaves you with an extra $85 per week.
One more, click it one more time. I've got to have that. I've got to have that. Look at Aldo. He's not happy.
Not happy anymore.
He's not happy.
That's why.
No one voted for the wasn't the voice of parliament, and now we're getting money back. He's still not happy. What can we do, eh? Someone said, what if you work for yourself? If you work for yourself, you can still use depreciation because I worked for myself when I did investing, and you're still getting $80,000 in tax deductions. The mechanics are slightly different because you're not getting it back on a weekly basis. You're getting it back on a quarterly basis instead.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Is that where this little tax back...
No, keep going.
But wait, there's more.
The red pill or the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
The blue pill is lose money to lose money. Red pill is join the wealthy and lose money on paper, make money in real life. What would you rather, the red pill or the blue pill?
Yeah. Type in the chat, guys. Let us know. Let us know if this
I'll take the red pill anyway.
Makes sense.
Apparently, the red pill's also some conspiracy thing as well. I don't know.
So you've got two choices. Just keep giving your money to the tax department, the old school way.
Or
people saying red pill. Yes.
Or
Investing money
in positive property.
New way. Fantastic. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
How is this possible? Can you send us an email of this info? You're on here, it says Facebook users, so I don't know who you are. But what you need to do, come along to our Encore, go look, and it will give you all the information on how to
do it. There's a lot more detail to this. This was just a quick training because we don't have a lot of time to go through the whole strategy. But come along, check out that masterclass that we're running tomorrow morning.
Sorry, guys. What was that form called again? ITW. Yes,
ITW.
Now, what I want to do is this September, we've got our two-day workshop.
Yes.
Right? We've still got 3 minutes to go, so I really want to get into this quickly. We've got our two-day workshop this September. It's going to be an amazing day here in Adelaide, 2 days. And I'm giving away a scholarship worth $42,000. So you can actually get on our Platinum program and learn and get coach from me and my team to invest in property. Who'd love me and my team to help you become a property millionaire? If you would, type in, what are we going to say? Type in hashtag win.
Hashtag win.
Type in hashtag win. And I'll send you the competition. Join the competition. It's free to join. You don't have to spend 1 cent. And I'd love, and what I'm doing is I'm actually going to have, be
could
printing.
Could change your life forever.
I'm going to be printing a massive check.
Novelty check.
And what's going to happen is if you're interstate, I'm going to fly you to Adelaide to present it to you.
That's amazing. Okay.
And even if you're a member, you can win this as well.
That's because right.
Because then you get me as your coach. So type in win. Can current members join the comp? Absolutely. Anyone can join. Our members, we love our members. We have lots of heart for our members so they can join anything they want.
Give it away now.
And if you're a member and you're watching this, please come to the shirt because I've got some really good news to share with you. I'm being very generous and I'm going to be handing out lots of goodies to everyone.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Fantastic. And thanks so much for joining us tonight. We've got a run to the private coaching group.
We're going to go to the private coaching group now. Thank you so much. It was great. Had a great session. Next Thursday, I'm coming back again. I'm going to keep going live. And it's going to be good. So see you then. Thank you so much.
And we hope you learn a lot from tonight's session on how to get that 80K by July.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night. Bye-bye.